whispered conversations in overcrowded hallways.
Η μούσα του musical.
So much to say, not just today, but always.
Μια περιπλάνηση μίησης στην τέχνη του μουσικού θεάτρου. Κρυμμένος στις κουίντες, ο Γιάννης Φίλιας.
Oh, please, don't ever, ever make me say goodbye.
Mel Brooks, Young Frankenstein, μέρος δεύτερο.
Is that true, Dr. Frankenstein? It's been said, nay, even sung, that your grandfather's monster hurt and lamed, killed and maimed. Is that true, Dr. Frankenstein?
Is that true, Dr. Frankenstein? Is that true, Dr. Frankenstein? Is that true? Is that true? Is that true? Is that true?
That's Frankenstein. There is a vast difference between my crazy grandfather's delusional experiments and my own devotion to pure science, which leads us directly onto the subject of today's lecture, the brain, the most complex and magnificent organ in the entire human body.
The brain. There is nothing like the brain. Hearts and lungs are simply tinker toys when stacked against the brain. Insane! I'm insane about the brain. No invention in the universe is equal to the brain. The mouth's a marvel when it comes to eating. I've nothing against the womb. I thank the bladder when I'm excreting, and I always give the elbow room. But the brain, please allow me to explain. There's no organ can compare to it. I swear to it, it's plain. It's the brain.
Yes,
sir. I'm not sure we understand, sir, the rather confusing distinction you've made between reflexive and voluntary nerve impulses.
Very good. Since our lab work today is a demonstration of exactly that distinction, I would like you to join me now in a brief and painless experiment. Your name, sir, is...
Batram, sir. Bertram Batram.
Bertram Batram. How alliterative. Sylvia! Now, Bertram, would you kindly lie down here on your back?
Yes, doctor.
As you can see, young Bertram Batram, with whom I have never worked nor given any prior instruction to, has graciously offered his services for this afternoon's demonstration.
I have?
Yes, you have.
His medulla oblongata tells his brainstem that it's gotta send an impulse full of data, which creates a lot of pain. And his frontal lobe gets busy with a thought that makes him dizzy, puts his cortex in a tizzy, so he never will complain. That's what I love about the brain. Now, Mr. Batchelor, would you kindly hop up onto your feet and stand beside this table?
Yes, Dr. Frankenstein.
Thank you, Mr. Batchelor. Now, would you kindly raise your left knee, please? You have just witnessed a voluntary nerve impulse. You may lower your knee, Mr. Batchelor. Reflex movements, on the other hand, are those which are made independently of the will. Why, you dirty, rotten son of a... Even though I almost need him, his reflexes have no freedom to react when I mistreat him. It's important, I explain. Synaptic nerve connection goes its way without detection, bringing cranial protection in a never-ending chain. That's what I love about the brain. But what if we were to block those nerve impulses by applying local pressure, which can be done with the aid of any ordinary metal clamp, just at the swelling of the posterior nerve root for, say, 4 seconds? Why, you low-down mother-grabbing... As you can see, even though I have just smashed my knee into his crotch, he does not react. He feels absolutely nothing. More or less. So, if it were not for this continuous stream of motor impulses from the brain, he would collapse like a bunch of broccoli! Thank you, thank you. Please remove the specimen from the classroom. Thank you, Bertram Batchelor. And in conclusion, so there's no confusion, let me say it once again. Though your genitalia has been known to failure, you can bet your ass on the brain. Everybody! Copernicus, Kepler, or Newton. Compare me to Freud and I feel highfalutin. Call me a Darwin, I love that man's theory. Call me Pasteur and watch me get teary. Say Madame Curie, that would be the best. Call me a Rorschach, I'm up to the test. I really light up when you call me Edison. Call me an Ehrlich, I like a man's medicine. Call me Marconi, that wireless, wow. Call me Pavlov and I'll bark like a chow. Woof! Call me an Einstein and that would be fine. If you call me a Tesla, I wouldn't decline. But to call me a Frankenstein would be insane. Cause I'm
Ήταν δίκαιο και έγινε πράξη. Ο Young Frankenstein, το πανέξυπνο musical του Mel Brooks, μας κρατά συντροφιά για δεύτερη συνεχή εβδομάδα, αυτή τη φορά στη Λονδρέζικη και μάλιστα ζωντανή ηχογράφησή του, γι' αυτό και τα χειροκροτήματα που ακούτε. Μία από τις βασικές αλλαγές που έγιναν σε τούτη την παραγωγή, 10 ολόκληρα χρόνια μετά την πρώτη παρουσίαση του έργου στην Αμερική, στο Broadway, ήταν το εναρκτήριο τραγούδι που, όπως ακούσατε εδώ, στο original London cast, ήταν το Brain, το τρίτο τραγούδι της αμερικανικής βερσιόν. Τα υπόλοιπα κομμάτια πάντως, τα περισσότερα έμειναν εκεί που ήσαν και φυσικά για καλό λόγο, εφόσον όπως θα διαπιστώσετε είναι άκρος λειτουργικά και, ας μην το κρύψουμε, ξεσηκώνουν τα πλήθη. It's only in a dream, but please don't touch me. You can feel me till I squeal, just as long as it's not real. But please don't touch me. You can stick me, you can lick me, you can pinch me till I'm blue. You can bite me and delight me till I'm blind. You can savage me and ravish me, I care not what you do. If the lovely, filthy things you do are only in your mind, you can smack me till I'm red, if it's only in your head. But please don't touch me.
Please.
must be Igor.
No, it's pronounced Igor. Did you know that my grandfather used to work for your grandfather?
Oh, really? How nice.
Working by your side, master, would be a joy! The fantastic things we'll do, it'll be like old times. You and me, right up there with the world's greatest pairs.
Like Laurel and Hardy, like Coke and Bacardi, like Juliet and Romeo, ebb and flow, to and fro, together, together again. Together again for the first time, we've only met in a dream. Up until now it's been the worst time, but now that you're here we're a team. Together again for the first time, having a woe or a care. No longer a bad and a cursed time. It's easy to see, you have to agree, we're destined to be a great pair. All of my life I've been stooging around, nothing to do at a loss. I've been stooging around, but what good is a stooge if he ain't got a boss? Together again for the first time, back on the track to renown. We're gonna thrill 'em, we're gonna kill 'em. You be the teacher, we'll make a new creature and scare the blooming daylight right out of this town.
No, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it. You don't understand. I'm only going to be in town for a few days to settle my grandfather's estate, and then I'm heading straight back to New York. No laboratories, no creatures.
I bet you change your mind, master. Come on, join in a chorus, it's fun!
My dear Igor, I happen to be the dean of anatomy at a world-renowned school of medicine, although I do sing a bit.
Yes.
And was, in fact, a whiffin poof at Yale.
A whiffin poof at Yale? Wow! Come on, Doc. No one's around.
Well, nobody is around. What the hell? Together again for the first time. Having to war again. No longer a bad end.
This is our best time. You have to agree, we're destined to be a great pair.
May I
take it?
All of my life I've been bossing around, mean and alone like a screw.
She had Broderick.
All of my life I've been bossing around, but what good is a boss if he ain't got a stooge? I'm sorry, I don't wish to embarrass you, but I am a rather brilliant surgeon. Perhaps I could help you with that hump.
What hump?
Thank you so much. That's so very kind of you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
No. Walk this way. Like this.
Together again for the first time. We've only met in a dream.
Wait a minute, Dolores del Rio? She's one person, that's not a pair.
Are you kidding? Did you ever see her in a nightgown? What a pair!
For the first time, together again. Together forever again.
By the way, how are we getting to the castle anyway?
Oh, on a wee strop fair, a schlagen wagen, suchen fruchen.
Oh, what's that?
A hayride!
Oh. Hello!
Troubles away. Then life is awful. Just jump on a strawful and roll, roll into hay. Roll, roll, roll into hay. Roll, roll, do it all day. Then speed it's a sagging. Just jump in a wagon and roll, roll into hay. I'm very high spirited, Doctor. I hope you won't hold it against me.
I'll try not to.
Those horses up for a gay ride. We'll have lots of fun. Nothing's better than a hayride underneath the sun. Roll, roll, roll in the hay. Sometimes love finds a way. You might steal a kiss from an unfitting miss who's not too resistant to play. So let's roll, roll, roll. Ways you could use me?
Two, and I'm working on a third.
Oh, good. Does that mean I'm hired?
Well, part of me is pointing in that direction.
Roll, roll in the hay.
We'll go up the path, then down the hill. Back up the path, then down the hill. We'll go up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down.
Hitch those horses up for a gay ride. We'll have lots of fun.
Down and
nothing's better than a hayride underneath the sun.
Down!
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know. I don't know. I thought you wanted me to.
Well, I don't.
All right. I bet you're all right. I'm easy.
Or something was just here. Frau Blücher.
Yes, I am that something or someone.
And that music. So it was you playing this violin.
Yes, music that reaches the soul when words are useless. Your grandfather used to play that exact same tune to soothe the creatures he created.
So you played it to lead us here to his laboratory.
Yes.
And so it was your cigar still smoldering in the ashtray.
Yes.
Then you were not just his housekeeper.
Yes.
Then you and Victor were...
Yes. Yes. Say it. Say it. He was my boyfriend.
He
Pass your boyfriend?
Yes! Love comes when you least suspect it. Love dances in on a whim. I thought maybe I could direct it, but I never expected a guy like him. He was a bully and a brute. He was as crazy as a coot. Still, I didn't give a hoot. He was my boyfriend. With every woman he would flirt. He always treated me like dirt, but I was happy to be hurt. He was my boyfriend. I was as pure as a virgin meadow, lying with Victor in the gloom. Then he turned to me, that charmer, whispered, "Let's play farmer," and ploughed me till the cows came home.
This is a lot of information.
He was a monster and a beast. His midnight bangings never ceased. Didn't faze me in the least. He was my boyfriend. I will never forget the first time I met Victor. It was on the village green at the annual Bock Beer Festival. There every beer cost a bock. I was an innocent young lamb, and he was a dirty old goat. We were made for each other. Then, all of a sudden, he took out his paraphernalia and shouted, "Let's play croquet." Then off to the field we went. He carried his hoops and mallets, and I carried his balls. Oh, what a festival that was. Fun and games all day long. Archery, badminton, potato sack. Victor won the three-legged race. All by himself. It was love at first sight. He was the one who I gave my heart to, but we never wed even so. If I mentioned wedlock, he put me in a headlock. Then I asked to be his wife, he stabbed me with a kitchen knife. Oh, there did the good times go. Give a shit. He was my boyfriend. Yes. Here, Victor's book. Read it.
How I Did It by Victor Frankenstein.
Sense. It could work. It could work. It could work!
Wake the heart and replace the brain. Stir the blood, let it course through the vein. Jolt the nerves with a sharp jab of pain. It could work, it could work, it could work! Pump the lungs full of air. Cheeks flush, eyes open wide, nostrils flare. Just a hint that the mind is aware.
It could work, it could work, it could work.
Uh-huh.
of spite, 'cause they couldn't see the light. But by God, he was right all along. Spine and legs raise him upright and straight. First slow steps in an unsteady gait. A thing once dead I can reanimate. In spite of all the skeptics and the doubters and the dyspeptics and the sheer daunting madness of his dream, it could work, it could work.
Masras Alice is Gatroom. Jagen tag wie Gagen tag mit Ihnen Bienen Flume.
Sen, 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 sen,
sen. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Let's indulge for a moment in a bit of sanity. Has anybody dead ever actually been brought back to life again?
Well,
yes, I have seen it with my own eyes. The dead creature rose up from the table. He was alive! And unfortunately, he killed everyone in the village. One little mistake and the whole world calls him crazy. Victor put in the wrong brain.
But we won't make that mistake again.
No, Igor, you're right, we won't. I want you to bring me the brain of the late Hans Delbruck, one of Europe's greatest thinkers, a scholar, and a saint.
I know exactly where to find it, Master. It's in a glass jar in the National Brain Depository.
Good! And then, once we have the brain, Wait, what is it my grandfather wrote? Ah, yes, here. As the tininess of human parts were a great hindrance to the speed of my work, I decided, therefore, to make the creature of a gigantic stature. Of course, that would simplify everything.
In other words, Doctor, all his organs would have to be unusually large.
Of course.
His hands and feet would be huge.
Exactly.
He would have an enormous Schwanzstucker. Oh, woof.
He's gonna be very popular with the ladies.
So, all we need is a body about 7 feet in height, newly dead, with all of its vital organs still intact. Where can we ever find such a gigantic corpse?
What a great theatrical coincidence! Only yesterday, they planted a bloke just like that in the local cemetery.
What luck?
And by this time tomorrow night, that great hulking beast will be lying here on this very table.
Well, my lord, are we really going to do this thing? Take this leap off the precipice of reason into the dark abyss of the unknown?
Sense, 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 sense.
Budget monster picture. There's always angry villagers shouting, "Storm's a castle! Storm's a castle!" It's such a tired cliche.
Felix is right.
What?
We'll save the storming for later. Meanwhile, we'll pay a friendly visit on the good doctor, pretend to be welcoming him to Transylvania, while we're in fact doing some serious world-class snooping.
Yeah!
Because if he is as dangerous as his crazy grandfather, believe you me, no way we're gonna go easy on young Frankenstein. If he makes a thing of dread that could kill us in our bed, let this judgment now be said, hang him till he's dead.
Hang him till he's dead.
If he turns a monster loose, it will surely cook our goose. We should fit him for a noose and hang him till he's dead.
Hang him till he's dead.
Everyone anybody's child. We should hear the evidence, deliberate a while. Then pronounce the verdict, find him guilty by a mile.
Yes, swing him, swing him.
Runs amok, all of us are out of luck, so we'll grab that stupid schmuck and
hang him till he's, 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 hang him till he's dead.
Attempt one of the most daring and radical experiments in the history of medical science. Storm is directly above us. We must hurry. Igor!
Yes, master!
Generator on, please!
Yes, master! Generator! On!
Igor, release the safety valve on the main wheel!
Yes, master! Releasing the safety valve!
Victor! Victor! They are doing it! They are doing it!
So now we hurl the gauntlet of science into the frightful face of death itself! Now I go! Through the first switch!
Yes, master!
Life! Life! Give my creature life! Throw the second switch!
Yes, master!
Now I go throw the third switch!
No, master!
Oh my God.
It's too dangerous!
Igor, I command you, throw the third switch!
Yes, master!
Inga, now!
Το πείραμα του νεαρού δόκτωρος Φράγκενστάιν, όπως ακούσατε, πέτυχε και το τέρας ανοίγει τα μάτια του. Τώρα, δεν θα περάσει πολλή ώρα πριν το ακούσουμε στην επόμενη πράξη να ερμηνεύει μαζί με τον υπόλοιπο θίασο επί σκηνής το «Putin on the Ritz» του Άρβιν Μπέρλινγκ, όπως το παρουσιάζει ο δαιμόνιος Μελ Μπρουκς και στην ομώνυμη ταινία του 1974, πάνω στην οποία στηρίχθηκε το musical. Η μουσική σε ένα μεγάλο μέρος της είναι αναπαραγωγή του soundtrack αυτής της ταινίας διαχειρός John Morris. Μια μέθοδος που είχε εφαρμοστεί και στους παραγωγούς, the producers, όταν ανέβηκαν στο Broadway το 2001. Χωρίς αυτό να σημαίνει ότι ο πολυτάλαντος Mel Brooks δεν έβαλε το χεράκι του και στα τραγούδια της παράστασης, ώστε να φέρεται πλέον ως ο επίσημος συνθέτης του musical Young Frankenstein.
Have you heard about the mania? If not, then let me explain here. Yes, sir, it's the Transylvania mania.
Whether you're in Ruritania or a dance hall in Albania, yes, sir, it's the Transylvania mania.
Everybody who's been viewing it can't resist its appeal.
Everybody's out there doing it.
So join the fun, let's all be zania. Even lit in Lithuania.
Love it, it's the latest race. Blues are blues and don't complain ya. It's the dance for real no mania.
Love it,
do the Transylvania mania.
And who are you, you? You. You.
Why, I'm Elizabeth Banning, Dr. Frankenstein's adorable madcap fiancé. I've come all the way from New York to surprise him. Well, I'm sure he's spoken to you of me over and over again.
Never. I don't think Dr. Frankenstein will be entirely happy with this surprise.
Au contraire. Everybody loves to get a surprise. Life can be so dull without a surprise. When your spirit's dragging and you're oh so blue, it all can change if the fates arrange a nice surprise for you. Makeup, Tasha, hair, Basha, wardrobe, and Bob, my astrologer. Tell me, darling Bob, what's in my stars?
Your moon is in Venus, so don't despair. Love is in the air.
You can say that again.
Some folks don't appreciate a surprise.
Surprise.
Are you ready for a silly study surprise? It's me.
Some folks don't appreciate being so far and be so dull without a surprise.
Especially if they're making the mess of race the unexpected and let the face be wise.
A stunning, cunning, wonderful.
Distinguished villagers, my fellow scientists, a few short weeks ago, I began an experiment into, as incredible as it may sound, the reanimation of dead tissue. And now, ladies and gentlemen, may I present for your intellectual and philosophical pleasure, the creature! Please, please, remain in your seats, I beg you, please, please. There's nothing to fear, madam, I assure you, please, calm down. And now, ladies and gentlemen, from what was only recently an inarticulate mass of lifeless tissue, I give you a cultured, sophisticated man about town. Hit it!
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits.
Pain in the wrist.
Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper.
Super duper.
Come, let's mix with Rockefellers, walk with sticks of Rumbarellas in their midst.
Pananeries.
Thank you.
Have you seen the Belle to do up and down Park Avenue?
On that famous thoroughfare, with their noses in the air.
High hats and arrow collars, white spats and lots of dollars,
spending every dime for a wonderful time. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where the fashion sits?
Cha-cha-cha-cha! Putting on the Ritz.
Take it!
Mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or Rumbarellas in their mix.
Putting on the Ritz!
Putting on the Ritz!
Putting on the Ritz!
Seize him!
Yes, Inspector!
All right, before we hang you, do you have any last words? Dr. Frankenstein?
Although my time on Earth is done, although I face this crowd, although I'm hated and despised, of one thing I am proud. I'm now a man who has no shame, that what is truly mine. So hear me shout my family name. I am a Frankenstein.
Very well then, I grant your wish. You shall die a Frankenstein. On the count of three, prepare to say goodbye. Eins, zwei, drei!
Knock that man down at once! Everyone, stand back!
What are you doing? You're too late. The doctor is already dead.
Not necessarily. Sometimes, perchance, a brushstroke of hope, a wisp of mystic fate, can reawaken a sleeping heart.
What's going on here? Minutes ago, he was a dead monster, a hulking beast, and now he's alive and talking like Noel Coward.
Wait! Does anybody have a hat pin?
Yes!
Hold him steady, and...
What idiot stuck me with a hat pin?
He's alive. He's alive. He's alive!
You saved me. You brought me back to life again. How can I ever thank you?
Nay. No. I should thank you for the gifts you have given me. I can now live a peaceful and fulfilling life of service to humanity.
Everybody, listen to him. Listen to him. I did it. The transference worked. He's magnificent.
Oh, thank God. You're both alive.
But not for long.
Yes. What?
String them both up, since they are both responsible for the death of the lovely Elizabeth Benning.
No.
Yeah.
What death of Elizabeth Benning?
Elizabeth, you're alive.
Of course I'm alive. And lovely. Darling, were those dreadful men going to hurt you?
Darling. You called him darling.
Frederick. I realize it's a rather shabby thing for a chap to do to his creator. But I'm afraid I've fallen madly in love with your fiancé.
And I with him.
Deep love. At last she's found deep love. Been searching for deep love for all of her life. Hard love. A diamond-like hard love. You caught me off guard, love. Will you be my wife?
So, Dr. Frankenstein?
Yeah.
Then are you leaving?
Leaving? Who said anything about leaving? What? This is my home! No. I'm staying!
Oh, thank God!
My name is no longer tinged with shame. I am proud to be a Frankenstein. He gave me back my...
με τη ζωντανή ηχογράφηση του 2007 από το West End και το original London cast του musical Young Frankenstein, ολοκληρώνουμε κάπου εδώ το δίπτυχο αφιέρωμά μας στην ξεκαρδιστική, πανέξυπνη, μαύρη, μουσική κωμωδία του Mel Brooks. Ραντεβού την επόμενη εβδομάδα, ωστότε από εμάς, το Λευτεριλιάκο στον ήχο, το Γιάννη Φίλια στο μικρόφωνο, κυρίως όμως τη μούσα του musical, φίλες και φίλοι του Τρίτου, υπόκληση.